The suspect in the Boulder, Colorado shooting had been convicted of attacking a classmate. He could still buy a gun. The man accused of opening fire on three businesses in the Atlanta, Georgia area bought his gun just hours before the attack. He did not have to wait. They are just the latest U.S. mass shooting suspects who were easily able to get guns due to limited gun laws and background check failures. Since the two most recent shootings, President Joe Biden has called for stronger gun laws. He is urging expansion of background checks and a ban on assault weapons. But many Republicans oppose the measures. Here is a look at how suspects in several mass shootings got their weapons. Boulder, Colorado, March 22, 2021. 10 dead. On March 16th, Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa bought a semi-automatic assault weapon, police said. Days earlier, a judge had overturned an order that banned weapons like Alisa's in Boulder. The judge noted that a state law prevented local gun bans. It is not known where Alisa bought his gun or whether the assault of his classmate came up on a background check. If he had been convicted of a serious crime, his gun purchase would have been illegal under federal law. Alisa is charged with 10 counts of murder. Atlanta, March 16, 2021. 8 dead. Robert Aaron Long bought a 9mm handgun just hours before shooting 8 people at 3 massage businesses in the Atlanta area, police said. Georgia, like most U.S. states, has no waiting period to buy a gun. Long claimed to have a sex addiction, police said. Federal law bans guns for people who are addicted to a controlled substance or who have been ordered to spend time at a mental health or substance abuse treatment center. But that law does not discuss treatment for other addictions as a barrier to ownership. Long is charged with 8 counts of murder. Midland, Texas, August 31st, 2019, 7 dead. Seth Aaron Ader bought an assault rifle through a private sale, which avoided a federal background check. Ader shot from his car into passing vehicles and shopping areas. He also stole a mail truck, killing the driver. Ader had been blocked from getting a gun in 2014 after his background check showed mental illness. But private sales do not require a federal background check. And they make up about 40% of all U.S. gun sales, some estimates say. Ader was killed by police. Dayton, Ohio, August 4th, 2019. 9 dead. Connor Betts had been temporarily removed from his high school for making lists of people he wanted to harm. But officials said there was nothing in his background check that prevented him from buying the weapon he used to kill people at Ned Pepper's bar in Dayton. Ohio law says records of crimes committed under the age of 18 must be removed within 5 years or when the person turns 23. Betts was 24. He bought the gun online from a Texas seller. Betts was killed by police. El Paso, Texas, August 3, 2019, 23 dead. Patrick Cruzius bought an assault rifle and 1,000 bullets online 45 days before attacking a Walmart store, lawyers said. A Cruzius family lawyer said his mother had called police to raise concerns about an assault weapon her son bought. Police said she was only worried about his safety, not about him being a threat to anyone else. Cruzius had written a racist message on the internet just before the El Paso attack, and he appeared to target Mexicans. Texas does not have the kind of red flag law that other U.S. states have. The red flag permits courts to take guns from people who may be considered dangerous. Cruzius is charged with capital murder in Texas, federal hate crimes, and federal firearms offenses. I'm Alice Bryant.